The last case on the far left contains discs, clasps, and knobs. These discs and scroll clasps are usually made of jade, or occasionally porcelain, ivory, or enamel. They are generally green, white, or blue. The discs are typically found on the two ends of the bottom rod of a hand scroll. The clasp is used for securing rolled up hand scrolls. Knobs are used to add weight to a hanging scroll. They are usually made of rosewood, red sandalwood, oxhorn, ivory, or jade. At the Qing court, ivory knobs were reserved for the most important pieces, such as imperial portraits. Not only aesthetically pleasing, they were also used as handles when unrolling a painting to prevent unnecessary touching of the artworks. Just as Chinese painting conservation requires specialized materials and tools, it is also often carried out using a special table made of red lacquer. Take a look at the red lacquer table behind you. The red lacquer surface of the table creates a striking contrast with the colors of conservation materials. This allows conservators to clearly distinguish between various layers of paper and silk, and helps to determine the consistency of different adhesives that have been applied to them. Effective conservation and restoration requires much more than the proper tools and materials. For example, the condition of the room where the work takes place is a critical factor. Sufficient light, proper humidity and temperature control, and good ventilation all contribute to successful conservation work.